I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World for our GeoQuiz. Today, we're looking for the site of a famous battle between Russia and Sweden. It happened 299 years ago. They fought in what is now Ukraine, in the city of Poltava, P-O-L-T-A-V-A, which is the answer to our quiz. Now, plans are underway in Ukraine for a major commemoration of the 300th anniversary of the battle, and it's stirring up a lot of old, frosty feelings. The World's Jason Margolis has more.
Russians have long glorified the Battle of Poltava. It's depicted as a heroic struggle in big-budget television documentaries. This is the moment of Russian pride, the Bunker Hill of Russian history. After all, Poltava is where Peter the Great transformed a fledgling nation into the mighty Russian Empire. For Ukrainians, Poltava has a decidedly different meaning. In the wheat fields of Poltava, Ukrainians lost their best chance for independence. Ukraine wouldn't become its own nation for nearly three centuries. Nevertheless, today Ukrainians are beginning to rediscover Poltava, says sociologist Mykhailo Vinitsky at Kiev Mihailo Academy.
First of all, one of the things you have to understand in Ukrainian culture, Ukrainians always, for some reason, celebrate battles that they lost.
And they are celebrating. The Ukrainian government is pulling out all the stops for next summer. They're planning a reenactment of the battle. There will be music, art, and a historical conference in Poltava. Oleg Bezverhny is getting in on the act. He's a computer specialist by occupation. But researching the Poltava battle has become his life's passion.
It was like a comment came from heaven, because it happened to me when I was 25.
He's now 50. These days, he spends a few hours each night getting a Poltava battle website ready for the anniversary. The site is in five languages. He says he does this because Ukraine needs historical events like Poltava. Ukraine has only been independent for 17 years, and the country is searching for a Gettysburg or a Valley Forge.
It's very difficult to create a spirit of nation during such a short time. I still remember when I saw day by day United States rising the flag and many people standing, keeping their hand on the heart and listening, looking at rising American flag. And we need something to create this proud of being Ukrainian.
At the Poltava Battle Museum, a docent is teaching school children the history of what happened here. The Ukrainian kids are learning a very different history from what their parents, Soviet children, were taught 20 years ago. Back then, this place was less a museum and more a tribute to Russia and Peter the Great. Museum curator Vitaly Solnikov says the Ukrainian leader Ivan Mazepa's role in Russian history was unambiguous. Mazepa sided with the Swedes.
When this museum was set up, Mazepa was portrayed as a traitor. There was no further conversation about him.
But when the Soviet Union dissolved and Ukraine became independent in 1991, Mazepa the traitor began to take on a new role in Ukraine. He's become Mazepa the hero. Last year, Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko ordered the creation of a monument to Mazepa in Poltava, to mark the 300th anniversary of the Ukrainian-Swedish alliance. The Russians were not amused. This spring, the Russian ambassador to Ukraine said building such a monument would be like putting up a statue of Hitler. It might only be a statue, but the controversy reflects the mood between Ukraine and Russia today. Ukrainian television talk show host Savek Schuster says Russian-Ukrainian relations are at their most tense since the Soviet Union dissolved.
Because Ukraine wants to go its own way. I think the majority of Ukrainians want the European way.
That means closer business ties and a possible inclusion in NATO. For Moscow, this is unthinkable. Ukraine was long part of the Russian Empire. Eastern and southern Ukraine remain heavily Russian today. The Russian language, not Ukrainian, is spoken in those parts. Savek Schuster, who spent several years as a television host in Russia, says Russians have never been keen on an independent Ukraine.
I don't think that deeply inside, or if you go and talk to Russian politicians or Russian elite, political elite, seriously, I don't think that they recognized independence of Ukraine completely and irreversibly. I don't think we consider it to be an independent country.
Now, with the military incursion of Russian troops in Georgia, people in Ukraine are watching the news with more than just a passing interest. Many are wondering what Moscow's plans are for Ukraine. In recent days, there have been rallies in Ukraine for and against the Russian actions in Georgia. But for Ukrainians who study history, they certainly don't want their country to take up arms against Russia. Ukrainians learned their lesson at Poltava 299 years ago. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Poltava, Ukraine.